Welcome to the Savvy Scribe podcast. I am so glad you're here. Before we start the show, if you're interested, we have a free Facebook group called Savvy Nurse Writer Community. I appreciate you following and listening to me today, and I would love if you would subscribe via iTunes. And if you love our show, can I ask you for a review? Select ratings and reviews and write a review. It's that simple. I would love to read your review, and it helps other nurses like you find our podcast. Thanks so much.
Welcome to The Savvy Scribe, a podcast for freelance healthcare and medical writers who want to start or grow their business. Your hosts, Carol Bush and Janine Kalbach, will help you build a profitable health writing business without having to spend years figuring it out on your own. Now, let's join the conversation.
Having a career as a high-performing health writer is very exciting. We get to meet new people, learn about new industries, juggle multiple projects, and sometimes even turn down work because we are too busy or the potential clients just weren't a right fit. Occasionally, though, it means we're faced with the freelance famine. That downtime in between projects that can wreak havoc with our psyche and, folks, quite honestly, sometimes our bank account. In today's episode, Janine talks all about the freelance famine. Don't worry, though, we're not trying to scare you. We want to prepare you because, folks, it will happen. That's just a part of business and the business cycle. You'll want to focus because Janine mentions in this episode. Okay. Edit that last out. You'll want to focus because Janine mentions in this episode the seasons of freelancing and a little bit about some tips about when companies are looking and reviewing their content marketing budgets so you can be prepared. She also talks about her own recent famine and how she handled it. Did she really take her own advice? You'll want to make sure and listen all the way through. She gives you practical tips on what to do during your next famine and how to cope. Now, on with the show.
Hey, everybody, Janine here. I'm so sorry to interrupt, but I wanted to reach out to you guys and tell you about our Savvy Scribe Growth Lab. If you are looking for a strategic coaching program for healthcare writers that are ready to start mastering some foundational skills and even land your first paid gig in the next 8 weeks, you'll want to keep listening. Imagine yourself, you guys, at work on your third 12-hour shift. Your friend also picked up another 12 tomorrow. She will be burned out and not see her children, not see your family. But you know what? She is making more money. Now imagine yourself waking up tomorrow morning, getting a cup of coffee or tea, whatever you're drinking, getting your kids situated and opening up your laptop, unleashing your creativity and ideas into freelance health writing. At the end of the 12-hour day, you and your friend probably made about the same amount of money, but in between, you were able to take care of yourself, time with your family, and become financially stable. That is why we started this program, you guys. Burnout is real, and we want you to be able to move into something different and use your health mind to do it. Carol Bush and I, the hosts of this podcast, are ready to support you guys through group coaching, trainings, co-working sessions, and accountability. We have a waiting list right now, and we would love for you to be a part of it. Just go to SavvyScribeGrowthLab.write, like you're writing something, rn.net. And we'll see you over there. Now back to the show. Hey, everybody. Thanks for joining me today. I know you have so much to do. You have so many options to listen to on podcasts. You can not even listen to anything. You can watch a show right now. And you chose to tune into me, Janine Kalbach. That is awesome. So thank you. I'm going to talk to you guys today about 5 ways to get through a freelance famine. And this episode is not to scare you, but to prepare you. You might just be tuning in okay, maybe I'm a little self-egotistic here, but maybe you aren't just tuning in to listen to Janine Kalbach, but maybe you're tuning in because you are in a freelance famine, you aren't really sure what a freelance famine is, or you need to prepare yourself for next time. That's probably why you tuned in today, right? But I want to first talk to you guys about the seasons of freelancing. What I noticed over the last 4 to 5 years is that there's two seasons that seem to be slower than others in the freelance world. And it's the opposite, actually, of my nursing job. So it kind of balances each other, but I always get nervous. And it hasn't stopped over the last 5 years, and I don't think it ever will stop. But you do. You get nervous when things are slow. So the first season is summer. And summer is slow because, basically of myself, let's be honest here, Janine, I am not working as diligently as I am when my kids are in school and when the weather isn't as beautiful and calling my name to go outside. So see, the season of summer is definitely slower. And I feel the same way with clients. Clients are slower because they're not as into their business as well. And I think that's a human thing, and that's okay. We do need to take a little break sometimes, but things can be slow in summer and it can scare you. The other time is obviously around the holidays. Why? Again, I think a lot of people go on vacation. They're not into the job as in the clients. They're not into the job as much. They're looking to escape, get through the holidays, things like that. The freelance side of it is we're getting ready for the holidays. We want the work because we have Christmas to pay for and other things, you know, in life. Maybe we're going on a vacation for Christmas time or the winter. And it's not slow as in, you know, life's a little stressful, but it's slow as in the weather. Like, nobody wants to go out when it's really cold and gloomy. So why not write? So you're waiting for work and it's just not there. So winter time around the holidays and summer is often a slow season in the last 5 years, for me anyway. The other time where you might lose a client, I notice, is around October-ish. And again, that's getting closer to the holiday season. You're like, geez, Janine, you're covering the whole year now. But I'm telling you, October is when a lot of companies look at their budget and they look at the content maybe that you've already given them. And that's when they say, Janine, you've been great. We love your stuff. We're going to keep you on file, but we don't need your services right now. Thanks so much. You know, and they just go, okay, the end. And they usually don't give you a notice that big. And you're like, oh no. And let me tell you, this stems from a recent famine I had. And I was writing for a company that was awesome. Like, we had such a good time. I was writing women's health articles for them, which is up my niche. I love women's health. And it was conversational for almost like college age women, which I thought was cool. And it was October, and they went, okay, we've loved your content. And by the way, she was awesome to work with. She like gave me the topics, and all I had to do was research and write. And they weren't long. They were things I could spit out pretty easily, and the pay was awesome. It was like the best client ever, right? And then October came. Janine, your content's been great, but we have enough right now, and our budget's changing. We'll let you know if we need you in the future, but you know, we aren't going to need your services anymore. And what did I do? What I'm telling you not to do. I panicked, right? I'm like, oh my goodness. So let me tell you what to do. Take a deep breath. Let it sink in for a minute. And you got to get back out there. So today I'm going to give you guys 5 tips on what to do to get through the freelance famine. Meaning, I'm not saying like sit here and wallow in your sorrows and just keep applying for jobs and looking for, like, you almost go in crazy mode. Like, I'm never going to replace them. But you will. So the first thing, obviously, is pitching. I know, pitching. We go back to this one all the time. But you could pitch in a variety of different ways. You could pitch in a variety of different ways. You could just send a letter of introduction to competitor companies of maybe that one that I lost. You can go through topics that you've been looking at and pitch something totally different to a different niche or something like that. But pitch, 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 pitch. The second thing is look at your website. If the client you lost isn't going to make you have to shut off your lights and starve, then look at your website. It's time to do some updating. maybe add some clips to your portfolio that you've forgotten about or you just haven't had time to really put up on your website. If you're a blogger and you haven't blogged in a while, maybe start stockpiling those, start batching those together and really look at the website. Are you giving all your services that you can give? Does your website have everything you need? Do you maybe need a new picture of yourself? Is it getting old? Or in your picture, does it look like, you know, are you wearing a sweater and a scarf and it's 90 degrees outside? Maybe you need to get a new hairstyle. Who knows? Something on your website that needs updated, you can do during a freelance famine. I started doing coaching and VA services when my business was in a famine because I was like, you know what? Maybe, well, first I was like, oh, maybe I stink and nobody likes me, right? I'm the worst writer ever. No, I'm just kidding. We all go through those thoughts though. And at that time I was thinking, I don't want to just write. Maybe writing isn't just what I want to do. And let's be honest, sometimes writing isn't just what you want to do because it can be draining. So I chose to start coaching and VA services. And that took me a little while to put that up on my website and to almost target a whole different market, which isn't my clients, right? I don't want to coach for my clients. So definitely go to your website, update that. The third thing is find a tribe. I've talked about it before, you guys. Find people who are like-minded like you. It's not about what you know, it's about who you know. And we've seen it throughout our careers. People get in jobs because they know people, not because they're just qualified. So look around, see if there's other freelancers you can connect with. Look on LinkedIn, look on Facebook, Twitter, whatever platform that is, and start networking yourself. Start getting yourself known out there. And that puts me into number four, an online presence. So look at those social profiles. I'm not saying you have to be on Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, and all the things. No, choose the one where your clients are. Choose the one where a tribe can be and focus on that. Start answering people's questions if you know the answers, because that makes you look like a thought leader in your field. Look at, you know, your niche. Look at where people are hanging out and start to make yourself, like I said, known, a thought leader in your area of expertise. The fifth and final thing is never stop learning, right? We always say that. We never want to stop learning. So this is where you need to start looking for courses or, you know, webinars that you've been wanting to do, but you just don't have the time. Maybe you've bookmarked a million blog articles that you've been reading and you just want to catch up on it and take tips away. Maybe you're a nurse and you need to renew your license. Maybe you need to update your CPR card or something like that. This is the time to do it. The freelance famine, you guys, it's real. It's totally real, and it's going to happen if it hasn't happened to you. It's not to scare you, like I said, but to prepare you that times do come where it's like a roller coaster sometimes, and that's okay. Don't mope. You're not a horrible writer. You will find a new client. After my freelance famine, I picked up 2 new clients that next month. It doesn't take forever, but it does take perseverance. We're here to help you guys as a community, not as a competitor. So if you need help, email us, savvyscribes@gmail.com. Join our accountability tribe, our group, in our Savvy Scribe Growth Lab. We will help you push yourself to that next level. And we are here to give you guys advice and help you through our podcast, through our blog, and through connection. So take care. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you soon.
That's a wrap for today's episode of The Savvy Scribe. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed today's show, we'd love for you to subscribe and leave a review on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. Until next time.
Again, thank you for listening. If you're ready to explore freelance writing as your next PRN job or even full-time, I invite you to check out our Savvy Nurse Writer community on Facebook and visit SavvyNurseWriter.com to help you get started today.